Blog Talk Radio.
So welcome everyone, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are around the world. This is Master Robin and Mae, and we are so happy to be with you today. We are coming from the Soul Mind Body Healing Center in Sydney, Australia, and we welcome you with all of our hearts. We just finished a beautiful Love, Peace, Harmony concert. That was so wonderful that we had with Master Cher O'Rourke, who has been visiting our center for the last few weeks. So it is a beautiful, beautiful time this festive season. So it can be a beautiful time, but for some it may be a very painful time. And also this can be a time where the animals may be neglected, people may go on holidays, and some animals may be abandoned. It can be a very stressful time for animals because there is a lot of extra activity that is taking place for the humans in their lives, whether they are going to extra events, parties, shopping. It can be a very stressful time in many beloved souls' lives. And sometimes we forget about our beloved animal companions, how they may be feeling at this time. So today I have been guided to offer a blessing, and this will be to bring greater compassion to our most beloved animal friends. So the Dabejo is known. The Dabejo means the big compassion mantra. And this actually came from Kuan Yin's teacher, Cheng Guang Jing Wong, which means a thousand lights, quietness, king. So he actually shared this great compassion mantra with beloved Kuan Yin, who now her name is Ling Wei Shengshe in the Soul Light era. And she vowed to spread this great compassion mantra in all of her lifetimes. So I'm very honored to have learned the Dabejo. So today I'm going to chant the Dabejo to offer each and every one of you and your most beloved pets a very special blessing of the greatest compassion, to fully open your hearts and souls to each other and to be aware of the animals at this time on Mother Earth. And we can serve the animals by chanting, and I encourage each and every one of you to learn the Dabejo. It has been an incredible gift in my life. I chant the Dabejo very often, and it always brings great peace, great joy. It opens my heart. And it is an incredible, incredible way to serve the animals. So please close your eyes. I'll do an invocation to create a sacred space, and then I will offer you this blessing of chanting the Dabejo. So dear the divine, dear the Tao source, dear countless healing angels, archangels, ascended masters, lamas, gurus, kahunas, bodhisattvas, Taoist saints, Buddha saints, holy saints, Hindu saints, Hawaii saints, all kinds of saints, all the holy men and women, the spiritual elders and leaders of the land, countless spiritual mothers and fathers in all layers of heaven and on Mother Earth, the countless heaven saints, animals, and we I'm most honored to connect today with beloved Kuan Yin, Ling Wei Shengshe, her new name in the solar era, the 87 Buddhas and the Dabejo, this huge soul of the Dabejo. We love you. We honor you. We deeply appreciate you. We are so grateful for your service to each and every one of us. We are so grateful for your service to our beloved pets today. We are so grateful for your service to all of the animals. And we humbly and sincerely ask you, as I chant the Dabe Jo, to please offer blessings to each and every one on the line today who will listen to this in the future. Please offer them blessings of the greatest compassion to open their hearts, to embody the greatest compassion at this time, during their festive season, to have greater compassion for the animals, but also to have greater compassion for each other, for all of those souls that are needing this compassion, that are needing this understanding in action. And please offer blessings to our beloved pets so that they feel comfortable, calm, supported, safe, and also may all animals be treated with the greatest compassion for what is appropriate only at this time. And I invite all of the animal souls to come and join us, chant the Dabe Jo with us, meditate to the Dabe Jo with us at this time, receive this divine Tao source frequency and vibration of the greatest compassion, the greatest love, the greatest light and more. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So you can place one palm on your heart, the other palm on your lower abdomen. Just taking a deep breath in and out. Totally relaxing. And you can visualize this incredible golden light, rainbow light, purple light, crystal light, and beyond crystal, radiating in and around your heart chakra at this time. Also, around your mind, your consciousness. And know that compassion boosts energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity. So at this time of year, we are all wanting greater energy, stamina, vitality, and immunity. So I will now begin. Jin Chou Chen Yin Chen Chou Chen Yin Buai Darmation Tu Ni Namo La Dhanuye Namo Liye Bu Saposado, namaposado, namapuche, mofaturura, juto, anopolushi, ludari, chalu. Concentrating your mind and your lower abdomen. Taking a deep breath in. Breathing in. Just remaining in the condition, continuing to receive the blessings. I'm going to offer a soul communication to be with, let us ask May, actually, beloved May, the soul of May, what she would like to share about the importance of compassion for the animals at this time. So this is animal communication. I am connecting with May's soul. So we all have communication channels, soul communication channels. So when we open our channels, we can connect with our beloved animal companions and ask the wisdom they would like to share with us. And today it is like the power and significance of having greater compassion for the animals, particularly at this time leading up to Christmas and the holiday season in Australia and also wherever you are around the world. So how this is the soul of May speaking. It is my honor with you today. This is very key at this time. For I know there is so much busyness. There is so much confusion also and chaos on Mother Earth at this time. And this is accentuated in the festive season. Many are stressed. Many are lonely, sad. Others may be happy and filled with joy. It is a very mixed bunch of frequencies and vibrations that are radiating at this time throughout Australia and on Mother Earth. So it is very key, my dearest friends, for each and every one of you to hold the animals in your heart as one of the representatives for the animals. It is my greatest honor to chant my soul loves, to chant love, peace and harmony. My soul loves to chant the Dabe Jo to receive the blessings. I encourage each and every one of you to spread the love, peace, harmony, movement with as many souls that you know. And I encourage each of you to learn the Dabe Jo. You can chant this daily, my dearest friends, to serve the animals, to serve your beloved pets, to serve all souls, because we are all one. There may be a feeling that the animals are lesser, but every soul counts. Every soul matters, as each and every one of you are aware. Otherwise, you would not be with us today. This is the calling in my heart today. There is a very special love, peace, harmony movement taking place on the chanting channel. From now for the next 3 or so weeks, you can join tv.drsha.com. Come and chant with us at 10 p.m. Monday to Friday, Australian Daylight Saving Time. Join us wherever you are around the world. For some, this is early in the morning. In Europe, it is in the middle of the day. There are also many other beloved divine channels who are chanting love, peace, and harmony on the chanting channel. I invite each of you as you join the chanting channel, tv.drsha.com, to always hold the animals in your heart as you chant, for they are eternally grateful for the love that you offer them, the blessings that they receive to bring them greater peace and calmness when you serve in this way. Know that you can truly make a difference to the animals' lives they need you, my dearest friends. I need you. We all need each other at this time. It is all about the oneness in the soul light era. It is all about all souls joining together as one, including the animals, including nature, including all souls. I love you all. I thank you all from the bottom of my heart for your love for the animals, your love for your pets, and your willingness to serve, to share, and to bring much greater compassion to the animals, to bring much greater love, peace, and harmony. I thank you all with all of my heart. Love you. Love you. Love you, your loving friend, May. How. So thank you, beloved May, for this most powerful message. And I reiterate what May said, that you can join us. It is 10 p.m. Monday to Friday, in that is Australia time. So you can convert that Sydney time, 10 p.m., to whatever time you are around the world and come and be with us. We specifically include the animals and nature. And it is very, very powerful in the chanting channel. We need as many beloved souls as we possibly can to chant this source, soul song of love, peace, and harmony. And I encourage each of you, you can play this blessing over and over again for your pet to receive blessings, for your heart to open more fully, to have greater compassion for the animals, and you can serve them by chanting or meditating more for them, visualizing beautiful love and light that is touching their hearts and souls and making them feel much more comfortable. So love you. Love you. Love you, everyone. It's been my greatest, greatest honor to be with you today. We send all of our love from Sydney, Australia. Have a beautiful, blessed rest of your day, and we look forward to joining with you again next week. So love you, love you, love you. Christmas is only in Australia. It is only 1 week away. So it is a very, very exciting time. So let us join our hearts and souls together as one with our beloved pets to make this a joyous, beautiful season filled with the greatest love, peace, and harmony. So love you. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.